Thank you. Good job, guys. Way to end it. So now we now we have that time for our talker tonight, and I have the pleasure of introducing her. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. I love her to death. She's my best friend, so I can't say anything bad about her, or I don't have anything bad to say about her. She's wonderful. You know, she's been coming here for a long time, and she always speaks with her heart, and she always really, truly gives it her all, and she just wants to share her experience with you and her love with you guys, and, you know, just she has a lot for you to listen to tonight. So if you'd please welcome Lori LaPerle.
Hi, everybody. Hi. So I'm super excited to be here. Millie called me today and said she wasn't feeling good, and she said, have fun, kids. So it's just so always an honor to share some thoughts. I really don't call myself a speaker or talker. I really feel like I was asking angels to come through a couple weeks before on what they want me to share with you, just for you to have a good happening here on your soul journey. So I do want to do something fun, though. I would like everyone to pair up with somebody, especially if you don't know anybody. And we're going to do this little exercise, and then you'll know why for my talk. So if you know some, David, go to somebody else. So it's somebody you don't know. Get away from your wife. Larry, pick someone. If you somebody you know, that's fine, but... You ladies know each other well, or you want to stay together? Want to take a... It'll be fun. There's no pressure, everybody. Okay, everybody ready? You got a partner? Because we're gonna do this fast, so it doesn't take too long. Okay. So you're gonna hear this, okay? So one person right now, who raise your hand right now out of the group, out of the two that want to speak first. Out of who's gonna speak first? Okay. Okay. So the person that raises their hand right now, when you hear this, you're going to share with the person next to you. So you're gonna be the talker and the other person's gonna be the listener, okay? For 30 seconds, just say, hi, my name is, and a little bit about something about yourself. And you're going to hear this again, and you're going to switch. So the person that was the listener is now going to be the talker. And then when I end, then it's my turn. Okay? You guys ready? Okay. Switch it up. Wasn't that fun? All right, there's a reason why I did that, and you guys will know. When I asked, God and the angels on really what they want me to share, it was basically how to be a really good listener. So, and not just a listener, but a spiritual listener. And I'll explain to, describe to you guys what a basic person would do when they're listening to somebody, but how to do it more spiritual too. Which more spiritual, your soul's really talking out. So you're really talking, you're being in a place of love, right? And with your heart. So when I did that, when the angels kind of showed me, I said in class last night how I know confirmation for myself is when I said, okay, what does that look like for me? And is this what I'm really hearing that you want me to share with everybody? I had three things happen in a row. I'm a body worker. So I had a few clients that said, and friends, within a couple of days, said, what is it that I'm not hearing? I was like, okay, check one. And then I had lost my hearing for 5 days. So I said, wow, it's kind of ironic how stuff like that happens, right? But it looked at it as a blessing. It was nothing big. But when I got it back, the frequency was so extreme that if you crimpled paper up or anything like that, it was like, I was like, ah, it was like hurt my ears. So I asked what that was about. And basically they said, how precious hearing is, how we take advantage of, we hear every day, right? So for us to really look at that, it's a blessing to actually really be able to hear and to really be able to hear when the angels are really talking to us. So I wrote something down, say, listening may be the greatest gift we give to each other. When two people listen deeply to one another, we sense that we are in the present, not only to teach each other, but also to say, but also to something beyond our individual selves, something spiritual, holy and sacred. Once we think about listening as a gift that we may either give or receive, we find a new light shines on the value of listening. So, I did write down in the Bible, Matthew 13:15 says, "For the heart of these people has become dull. With their eyes they scarcely hear. They have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would not see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them." So with that, I kind of got how we can actually really be listeners for ourselves with our physical. Our body talks to us, right? Do we really hear it? Oh, I have a cramp here. Might be nothing. But, you know, if the cramp keeps happening, your body's telling you, just go get it checked, right? It's like a little, our body's like a little tune, a car we need to tune up, right? We need to sometimes pay attention for those signals. But our body is really talking to us, so we should be listening. And sometimes, unfortunately, we wait until it's really something that needs to be taken care of. So just to give you an idea, sometimes our physical really is talking. I'm sure many of you guys have experienced that here, just with the minor stuff. Or say this. Say you go to the doctor for something regular physical, and you do it every year, and you do it because you know it's a thing to do, but then they find something before it really affects you. I'm sure you heard many stories of that, right? It got you there, right? Or it got you there for a stubbed toe, and you find out that you had something major, but you got it in time. So those are all signals physically, you know, that you can pay attention to. So when you guys do the exercise, when I'm reading this off, I want you to try to think within yourself what you were doing when you were the listener, not talking. But find out if you were doing some of these things. For one, it's like, were you eye contact? Do you feel like you were really wanting to be there and looking at the person's eyes and wanting to hear what they had to say? How does that feel with you guys? Does everyone feel like you were kind of doing that? All right. When it comes to being a good listener, it's important for you to have eye contact with the other person. It shows that you're paying attention and engaged with conversation. When you don't have eye contact with the other person, it shows that you don't care and that are not interested in what they have to say. I wouldn't say necessarily maybe you don't care, but I think sometimes, like I kind of put you on the spot tonight, right? You're like, oh my goodness, what am I going to say? Or do I talk about work? Like that 30 seconds of what do I really need to say? Sometimes we get nervous. You know what I mean? It wasn't a test or anything. It was all what you got out of it for yourself. You run everything tonight through your God self to see what feels right for you. I'm definitely not here to preach. I'm just here to share. And you run everything through yourself to feel what feels right. But it's just interesting. That was just one thing that you could try to pay attention to next time you're trying to be a good listener. Another thing is finding out the why and the what. Okay, so the why would be if I didn't say, why'd you pick the certain person to talk to tonight? Like, you know what I mean? Why did you all of a sudden, did you do it just because it's the first person next to you? Or did you actually say, oh, I'd like to talk to so-and-so? Sometimes, yes, right? But if you were out and about, right, have you ever been somewhere where someone comes up and tells you the whole story and you don't know them at all, they're a stranger, and all of a sudden they're looking at you and go, I have no idea why I'm telling you everything right now, but you were a messenger. Right? You were God's messenger to be there for that person. And you were everything that person needed to release it, right? To really have somebody really listen to. You're actually probably a really, really good listener because you're like, why is this person saying this to me? But you're open to it because you have no judgment. You don't know the person. And you're actually grateful that this stranger came up and actually sharing their life with you. And it's usually something major. It's not like just, I just got a car today. It's something that they're going through, a process of some sort. So, and the what is basically why'd they pick me, right? Why did this person choose me? This friend called me. So there's a gift in that. If you think about it, if you're a good listener. There's certain people we're attracted to that we feel like we can share our lives with, and it's easy. It flows. They're there for you. There's no judgment. It just makes it a little easier, right, for your experiences. So finding the why and the what is for you to be a good listener. You need to find out the why and the what. Why are they talking to you? And what is it the message they are trying to share with you? Be a good listener takes practice. And when you're able to practice, find out the why and what of the other person, you will be more engaged in the conversation. Not all listeners receive the same message. People bring in their own perspectives and experiences into the interaction. And some people can never completely understand each other. Sometimes I think if you can't relate, right? If you haven't been through an experience, sometimes you'll think, it's not that you don't love them. It's sometimes it's easier, like Millie says, to always find someone that has gone through the same experience as you. Because you'll always have, or even in class, right? If you use for somebody in Millie's classes, most of you guys have been in Millie's class. If you use for somebody, there's a connection. Like, you can't, there's no words you can actually say. There's just like a connection you have with somebody being used for their grandmother or sister or brother or something that you love them. You don't know them very well, or you get to know them, but you love them. So, you know, that's just basically something that if you, sometimes we feel connected to people and sometimes we don't. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. Sometimes if you feel so-and-so doesn't like you, sometimes it's nothing that you've done or said. It's just an energy connection. Well, and that's okay to honor yourself like that, to not be around that person, to flock with the birds that are on the same source, right, on the same path, especially in our church, right? We're all in this thought process, and it's hard sometimes to go out there and really share what we really feel because people think we're off our rocker. They're like, well, okay, what's this person saying? A class on Tuesday night, the lights are dim. They, you know, Millie says, you know, people are always curious, but, you know, they're not still, sometimes Kimberly would say they don't really know what we do in this church sometimes. I'm like, you know, it's all love and stuff, but, and sometimes you can just be energy for the person, right? Like in class, for instance, too, sometimes you don't get messages, but you're the battery. You're holding the energy for everybody. And the same thing with church, right? You might come to church on a Wednesday and not feel like, oh, I've got to go to church. And you want to be here, but you've had a rough day. And like, I'm grateful to be here. I had my car problems earlier today. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm so grateful to be here. Just, and it's just stuff. But sometimes when you come in, you're the battery, right? Sometimes the weaker ones come in and you get plugged in. So that's a good thing too. And sometimes, you know, we're being guided to give or receive. So sometimes, you know, we feel like you want to be there for the person just to receive information. And sometimes you're there being guided because you have something that you really can help the person move through, right? You got some experience that you really want to help them move through. So you give advice or support. Also, we have poor listening habits. We basically engaging with people and stuff like that. We think we're good listeners, but like I said, like we don't have any eye contact, or we're always worried about what we're going to say next, right? And sometimes I think it's like an interview sometimes. Like sometimes you're at an interview, right? You kind of got to be prepared. You can't walk in and just be like, well, I'm just going to say whatever on top of my head. You know, that you do that and more likely you probably won't get the job unless you're a really confident person, because they want somebody who's kind of put together, somebody that has leadership and structure and stuff. So another thing is, the third thing is basically focus on the other person. It's easy for us to think what we want to say after the other person stopped talking. This will not make you a better listener. If you constantly think about your response, you will always miss out the careful listening to the other person. Once the other person stops talking, when you think about your response, but while you're listening, you will be consciously listening with your ears. A lot of times when we listen to people, we are thinking about our brain and what to say and what we're going to say next. So mindless listening occurs when we react with others' messages automatically and routinely. Mindful listening is involved in giving careful and thoughtful attention to the messages we receive. I believe most of us here, you know, are asking God to use us to be a service for people. So I think we're mindful listeners. I think we like to believe we are anyway, right? But most of the time, I think our intentions are good anyway. think I, sometimes we don't really mean to not be a good listener. I think it does, like in George, I was sharing with last night, George Thorne, he's great. He's my spiritual mentors and stuff. And he was saying that he took a lot of classes on being a listener. And when I looked it up online, there's a lot of ways to be a good listener. I don't know if you guys ever checked it out. I was like, wow. But I just want to say the basic stuff, because you just had that interaction with somebody. And then the spiritual part, which fascinates me. So there's two more, limit distractions, right? If there's a lot going on with you sometimes, you can't focus. So or people are on the phones, TV, just a lot of distractions going on. So kind of center into the person. And then engaging in the conversation, knowing when the right time to intervene, right? So being a good listener is actually really stepping back and really listening. So I want to share 6 biblical principles of spiritual listening. It's how to improve your quality of your life and your relationships. And the first one, listen. So I'm going to describe what listen, L-I-S-T-N, means. So the first one, L, is loving motivation. As a loving spiritual friend, you are motivated, like God, to listen for, care, hear, and empathize with, to respond to the words of the wounded. It's Christ-like compassion. So I is intimate concern. Emphasizes the humble, spiritual, gentle, and gracious concern that occupies spiritual listening, that wisdom for living flows from the heart that loves people in peace, a soul that is considerate and submissive, and a mind that is impartial and sincere. S is slow to speak. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to be angry. Remember, a basic principle of spiritual friendship: hear your friend's story before you tell God's story to your friend. I like that one. T is timing. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply. And how good is a timely word. Apt meaning fitting, it's timely. As a skillful spiritual friend, speak words said that on the right time, in the right way, for the right reason, because you are the right, listening in the right way. E is exploring. Speak of encouraging, the context of exploring listening. Before you encourage your friend, tune in, see, listen, and hear what's going on in your spiritual friend's life, maybe external situation or heart, internal reaction. And N, need focused hearing. Before speaking words that benefit others, listen for their needs. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. I like that one. But only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. As you listen, ask, what is it that my spiritual friend most needs? What are his or her hurts and wounds? What are his or her fears and scars? What wholesome words relate to the situation, or what words can benefit them? So it's pretty neat, huh? I just thought, how interesting that you can take the word love, but you see the difference on how you can be a real listener, a spiritual listener. A spiritual listener is so much more fun. You can really be a love source for somebody. But really ask God and the angels really to use you to be a really good listener. Because if you step back and really ask him to come in, sometimes no words need to be said. I think grief is a really good one. I think people always say, I didn't show up, I don't know what to do, but mainly I didn't even know what to say. Silence, being a good listener, right? I think sometimes you just need a hand. All right, it's a good, really good thing to remember, though. So when people are going through that, just to be there, you can be a really good listener. And sometimes people don't know what to say to you. Even the person that's lost someone doesn't even know what to say, right? I mean, even though we believe this thought process, we still miss the connection with the person that left us. I mean, even though we believe life is everlasting, we still miss to hold them, right? To call them up on the phone, hear their voice and stuff. So I think with just paying attention to what the angels and God have to really say and staying in that space of a spiritual sense of listener, I think your connection, you'll be able to listen to your soul's reaction. So I named off some stuff too, on basically what you can do in your daily stuff for tools to be a spiritual listener. One is maybe to be more silent, more quiet around you. And someone's phone's going off right now. Yay. Use intention to listen for God, source, Wyndham. So you can basically, like, prayer or visualization. Some people like visualize different stuff. There's actually breath work. I think it's a sense of you just letting go and trusting. Meditative music sometimes will help people. Be in the present moment. So be mindful for each moment. So pay attention. Like Millie always says, we're really so fast to move in our everyday lives that we don't really pay attention to angels trying to talk to us, right? Because we got busy lives and we're doing stuff. So you might want to just take step back and breathe. And before you go about your day, even though you don't change your day, you ask them, how can I be used today, right? How can I be a service? How can I hear or listen to what you need to guide me and to do the right thing for myself and for other people? Signs, symbols, and other surprising spiritual sources. So, you know, the angels are always trying to talk to us too through different stuff, whether it be loved ones on the side, whether it's coins dropping or feathers, or you might see you know, Barbara might see her son's name somewhere else, and she's thinking of him. Usually when we're thinking about him, like Millie says, they'll come around and stuff. But if you want, people are always wondering, what does a sign look like? It could be anything. And yet they would never give you a sign you're not comfortable with. It's always something with love and peace, and they want you to want them to come in. So people are like, sometimes don't ask because they don't want to see a ghost or see something that might be weird. You won't see that. They won't. Your angels, like Millie said, it's always love, and it's nothing ever scary. Or how about through other people, right? Other people are messengers for the angels and God all the time. So listen to your intuition, that inner knowing that your soul is really talking to you. And so one thing I wanted to share with you guys is that how we go about our everyday life, or like when you wake up in the morning, you think everything is a have to, right? I got to get up. Instead of, I get to get up. When you exercise, oh my God, I got to go to the gym. I have to exercise. Well, you get to exercise because you've got a healthy heart, right? Or your legs get you somewhere. So I just want to share with you guys, if you want to make your bed or your day better and raise your vibration and ask God and the angels to come into you, like it's blessings every day. If you say to yourself, it's not a have to, it's I get to. You get to come to church tonight, right? It's not a have to. It's an opportunity to shift your energy to listen, you know, to have that spiritual connection. So I thought it was kind of fun when a friend told me about that. And I said, you know, I'm going to share that with people at church because it's kind of it shifts me. You know, you get out of whack too, trust me, when something like that happens. You're like, well, okay. But then you think about, okay, well, I get to do this. It's not a have to get to. So if you want to just practice that, I thought it'd be kind of fun. So before I close and stuff, I have some quotes here. So you guys will think this one's kind of cute. It says, be a good listener. Your ears will never get in trouble. Because, you know, because your mouth will sometimes just say the wrong thing, but your ears don't, right? So ready, really listen to yourself. You can heal yourself. That we have two ears and one mouth, so you can listen twice as much as you speak. If someone listens or stretches out a hand or whispers a kind word of encouragement or attempts to understand, extraordinary things begin to happen. You know, we choose whether you want to listen to somebody or not. Sometimes we don't think we do, right? So we choose whether we listen, we wish to listen. Most of the time, we're completely unaware that we're even making a choice. Learning that we have a choice to listen or not to listen is very powerful insight. We discover how much we listen, what we know we have chosen to listen to. What do you choose, you know? Does anyone feel like got anything tonight how to be a better listener? I know I did when I did this. I was like, wow, you know, I'm always there and I'm kind of there for the person. But you really want the person really to know that you're really there for them. And it does take a little bit of practice, right? Because our minds are, we got a busy life. We got stuff going on all the time. But to be in the present moment and just really be able to have that connection with somebody and let them know that you're really there for them. Like you are there. I mean, and the biggest thing I think, well, I started noticing when I started writing my thoughts down is how many people want to move you out of it really fast. So if somebody's got a solution, but being a really good listener, you got to step back. It's their stuff. They're talking to you about it because they really want to share their stuff with you. So they might be looking for a solution, but when someone first shares, maybe not so. Maybe you just got to express your feelings, right? Get it out. But there are people that come along that aren't comfortable with that. They're like, oh, got to get her out of this or got to get him out of this. And that's okay. But you got to really be a good listener because maybe the person just comes to you. I think like with women and men, we're like men are from Mars, women are from Venus, that book that came out like forever ago. But he talks about the elastic band, right? Like how women and men are two different things and like women come at men and they go the other way, right? So it's not like we think, but a lot of times guys are fixers, right? They're definitely not multitaskers like us. They can, like, one thing, I'm doing this. Not all, but I'm saying, like, women usually can handle more, all different stuff coming at them. That's why women can wear many hats, right? But it's different, too, when you think about it. And it's not bad. It's just that we're just a little different. We think different. I think women walk with their feelings a little more, right? Not all, but we want to be heard, right? Most of us just want to be heard. So anyways, I just figured I would share with you guys just on kind of what the angels showed me to share. And hopefully you guys will really be a good love source for somebody. And thank you for this time. I'll send you love and blessings. Take my ready.
Thank you, Lori. That was really great.